automatic money system. This is going to do it, guys. Five steps. First step is the AIP. You already knew that was coming. 10% of what you make, you steal from you to give to you so that you'll be rich. Then we're going to take 10% we make and we're going to give it to a charitable giving plan. We're going to set up a charitable giving plan where we give our money to charity. Third step is we're going to take 10% of what we make and we're going to put it into a debt elimination plan. We're going to pay off all your debt. We're going to vaporize it. And the fourth step is we're going to adapt debt avoidance lifestyle systems living within our means. So, deep breath here. First four steps, let's talk about it. I already know some of you have gone to where I would have gone 15 years ago. John, you're crazy. I couldn't afford the 10% for the AIP. This won't work. I can't do it. I hear you. I believe the same thing. Start. We've already talked about why to do the AIP. It makes sense. There's no valid reason anybody listening could come up with that you could explain to multimillionaires why you're the super special secret person who doesn't have to follow the most core basic financial fundamentals to get rich. You have to pay yourself. Don't fall for the trap that you're special and you don't have to. Everybody who's wealthy and rich did it. They took money and they invested it and they got rich and they kept the money. So you got to do the AIP. Get over the story. I understand they're there and they're real. We've talked about them. Get over it. Deal with it. Second step, charitable giving plan. John, I don't believe in that. I don't want to do it. Most likely it's I can't afford it. Here's the one I had. You guys will love this one. I'll give more money to charity when I'm rich.
I think that's a very common thought.
That's a common thought, yeah. Here's what I know. We talked about the couple hundred guys I know and ladies that are very rich. Every one of them but one consistently gave 10% or more of their income before they were rich.
Before they were rich.
And the one who doesn't, and I don't think it's by coincidence, he's a fellow I know, and he actually is one of the most miserable people I've ever met in the face of the earth, and he's worth about $15 million. Not a nice person. And I'm not saying all rich people are nice, but I'm saying that it's not coincidental that the vast majority, high 90% of people who are rich gave the money before. So why? Well, every ancient sacred text on the planet, every major religion, I don't care whether you're Christianity, you're Buddhist, Muslim, all of them talk about you're supposed to give back. You're supposed to give part of what you receive back. You know, and whether it's you, that's giving it to your church, giving it to your fellow mankind, giving it to your favorite cause, it doesn't matter to me. Give 10%. Because here's what I know. The rule of reciprocity is a generalized principle. What we give in this world is what we give back. Yeah, you think, I don't know about that. Okay, well, go into a bar and hit somebody and see what happens. I mean, if you want to get hit, hit somebody. You want your children to love you, love them, truly love them. Spend time with them, and you'll get rewarded greatly.
So just to clarify, are you saying we should give in order to get back, or we should give in order to give?
We should give in order to give, but by giving, we get back. And I'll let you guys in on one of the biggest secrets the Burleys have. So here it is. Every single year in December, Mrs. Burley and I plan out how to increase our charitable giving for the next year. And the next year, we make money. And we make more money. We don't think it's by accident. Everybody I know who's rich but one guy does something similar. They give the money. So here's the thing. If you're not rich, what do you got to lose?
That's a fair way to put it.
Yeah, because if you're not rich now, here's what you should know. Your plan doesn't work. And I don't mean to be harsh or mean, but you know what? I was sitting on the exact same end at one point in my life because my plan wasn't working. So I adopted the plan that rich people did. We talked about adopting their beliefs and their systems. This is what they do. Give 10% to charity. How do I give it? People ask me all the time. I followed the mode that the Rockefellers do. It's the exact same mode that Gates has picked up and that Warren Buffett threw in with him. That's an amazing charity. And here's what I do. Half of the money that I give to charity, we give today to feed. My favorite charity is St. Mary's Food Bank. 97.4% of all the money that they receive, of the dollars that come in, is used to buy food wholesale. I've helped them with some of their marketing programs, dollar matching, all kinds of stuff, done lots of stuff anonymously behind the scenes. It's a great charity to feed. Problem with most charities is on level of investor, they're level zero. They believe if they had more money, it would all be better, and it won't. So the other half of my money, I set up my own charitable corporation. It's very easy to do. You can do it for a couple hundred dollars. And what we do is we put the money into that corporation, the other half, and that money we reinvest. And what we'll do is at such time as it continues to grow, is later in my life, just like Rockefeller did, just like Gates and Buffett have now done, is that money will be in the charity, and here's the rules. The charity can spend the earnings every year, but can never, ever, ever touch the principal. That way, the money stays forever to help people. Some of you are going, well, I don't know if they make a big difference, a little difference. Folks, we've already talked about the AIP. You put that money in, you learn how to invest it properly, and that'll grow to a substantial sum that can do a lot of good. Starting out, though, just do what I did. Find a good charity that you like, put the money to work there.